preceding announcement is paid for by two best friends.
Why does this studio smell like cat pee? You smell...
Dude, this literally has to be the most rancid smell I've experienced in the longest time.
I mean, Johnny, this is the second week of the Two Best Friends podcast. Are you telling me we don't have enough money to shampoo these carpets?
Well, let's see. We have no sponsorships. Yeah, no, this podcast isn't drawing a dime right now, so no, we can't clean anything.
Okay, so I guess beggars can't be choosers. How was your week, man?
Week was pretty good. Spent a lot of time with the family. Watched a lot of soccer this week, and it was a very interesting weekend.
Oh, that must be the ongoing World Cup.
Yes, that is correct. Unfortunately, my team, Colombia, fell in the round of 16. And so now we're down to four.
Wait a second. Was Colombia your team going into this thing? Was that your number one?
That was my number one. As you probably well know, the U.S. did not qualify for the World Cup.
Yeah, in fact, I think Trinidad and Tobago beat them.
You know what? That's another story for another podcast.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But yeah, we're down to four. We're down to England, Belgium, Croatia, and France.
Nice, nice. And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who are watching every single one of those games, and they know exactly what you're talking about. Can I tell you what I did this weekend?
Yeah, go for it.
I checked out UFC 226. That's the Daniel...
Ooh, that was a good
one. Yeah, Daniel Cormier wins the UFC Heavyweight Championship, and you know who he calls out, right? I don't know if you heard.
You know, after he won the title, I didn't get a chance to watch the rest of it. Who'd he call out?
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. And
he doesn't call out UFC Brock Lesnar. He calls out WWE Brock Lesnar. Lesnar comes into the cage and literally pushes the guy. And Dana White has to get a bunch of cronies to pull him apart. But the only thing the guy was missing was a steel chair. I mean, this is going to be a good fight. I think one guy's going to knock out the other guy. You know, it's going to be a quick fight. But I'm getting into this thing again. I think they're doing a good job of trying to sell it because I'm probably going to buy it.
Can we just talk about Daniel Cormier for a second? Daniel Cormier is only the third fighter in UFC history to hold two championships simultaneously in two different weight class. That right there is an incredible feat.
I mean, I think the guy has finally reached the apex of his career. I mean, he looked genuinely happy to win that title Saturday night. And I don't know. This could be the revitalization of the heavyweight division in mixed martial arts. Because, you know, 6-7 years ago, there was nothing better.
Yeah, you know, and I guess we'll have to see how that goes. If nothing else, he deserves a fight with Brock Lesnar. Not so much because of where he stands in the fight game right now, but because a fight between him and Brock Lesnar is money.
Money. You know what? Speaking of money, I'll tell you what's coming up on this podcast today.
What's that?
You know, a lot of times people listen to podcasts and, you know, they just listen for entertainment. They listen for just the general content of a podcast. But this may be the only podcast you listen to that you, not us, you, the listener, could make money.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that we're actually going to add value to people's lives today?
Listen, everything we do on this podcast adds value to people's lives. You know, some segments more than the other, but the segment that we're going to have today for you, if you listen, you spend a little time, you could make money.
You know what? I'm actually pretty impressed with that. Adding value with a segment today, adding value with every segment that we do to people's lives, Jay. I love it.
Well, you know, speaking of value, there's something else we're going to do today. And I got the idea from my buddy. Well, it's a mutual friend of ours, our buddy Mitch.
Mitch from high school?
No, not Mitch from high school. This is actually Mitch from college.
Dude, I haven't talked to him in a while. When was the last time you talked to him?
Well, let's just say I spoke to him this past week, and you hated him then, and I think you may hate him a little bit later. But We'll get into that.
Yeah. We'll get into all that later. But before we do, a couple things I want to say. We've been working pretty hard to get this podcast off the ground. And one of the things we're happy to say is that we're now on two mainstream channels. The first one, we are now on Spotify. You can find us under the search bar. Just type the number 2WO, Best Friends. Again, that's the number 2WO, Best Friends, to be able to find us on Spotify. The other place we've landed is Google Podcasts. Again, just go to the search engine, type in the number 2WO, Best Friends, on Google Podcasts, and you'll be able to listen to our show each and every week. Hit the subscribe button if you like what you hear, and you'll be notified of any upcoming content. Another thing I want to mention, don't forget we're on Twitter, at the number 2WO, Best Friends. Again, that's at the number 2WO, Best Friends. Follow us on Twitter. We'll have polls, and we'd love to be able to interact with you guys.
You know, for the second week of this podcast, this is only the second episode, to be on all those platforms, it's pretty amazing, man.
Yeah, I'd have to say so. Again, we did a lot of hard work to be able to make that happen. So, again, thank you to all of our listeners. And we hope that this makes it easier for all of you to be able to find us.
Hey, well, Johnny, what do you say we get into it this week?
This is the second week of the Two Best Friends podcast. And I bet a lot of you are thinking, is this just two guys talking about college and Vegas? No. We're more than that. We have brains. We're not just clowns.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says.
So we want to talk to you today about something that we all care about, and that's money, that's cash, that's investments. And Johnny, you're the financial expert on Two Best Friends.
Hi, Bobby.
And what's today's topic?
Thanks for the introduction, Jay. Today's topic, well, we're actually going to start very basic. We're going to talk about banking. And to get started, I actually have a question for you, Jay.
Yeah.
Who do you bank with?
I bank with Bank of America, as a matter of fact.
Yes, Bank of America. You and probably millions of other Americans. Why do I say that? I say that because there's four behemoth banks in this country that pretty much take up for about 80% of the country's wealth in cash. And those four behemoth banks you probably know of, or you probably know many of them. There's Bank of America. There's Chase Bank. Wells Fargo. And Citibank. Now, again, depending on where you live in the country, some of those may pertain to you and some of those may not. But those are the four largest banks, or as I like to call them, the behemoth banks in this country. Now, Jay, let me ask you another question. As far as your savings account goes, when was the last time you took a look at your statement?
Wow. The last time I looked at my statement. I mean, as long as I can remember, the last time I looked at those statements, I was making maybe a penny on a penny on the dollar, so I just stopped looking at it, to be honest with you.
It's funny that you say that, Jay. That's exactly where I was going. Those four behemoth banks, their savings accounts pay about 0.1%. That's about what you said, Jay, a penny. Now, Jay, what if I were to tell you that there's an alternative place that you can take that same money that you have in your savings account and actually have it generate for you a much higher return on investment than 0.1%.
Dude, if you told me that, I'll tell you that I'm listening.
Well, Jay, buckle up. The place that I'm talking about is online savings accounts. Oh, you're not talking about online savings accounts, are you? I'm a little skeptical about that. That's the same response I usually hear. Because there's no physical location. There's no ATMs that you can go to. Everything's online, and you don't have a physical way to go grab your money. Look, I get it. That's a lot of the responses and the excuses that I hear. But let me tell you, all of that is false. These banks actually have partnerships with different ATMs that are out in the community to where you can go out there, and if you need to make a withdrawal from that online bank, guess what? They'll allow you to withdraw your money. Will it charge you a fee? Yeah, it might charge you a fee, but those banks, depending on how much you take out in every month, they'll reimburse you for that service charge that you pay to get your money out. And what kind of percentage rate are we talking about? Are we talking about 0.2%, 0.5%? No. We're talking anywhere from 1.6% all the way up to 2% in savings account returns. Jay, what do you think about that?
Wow, you just blew me away with that, because I didn't think that was possible.
Well, let me tell you about it. It is. Jay, I was the same like you. A couple years ago, I'd have a whole bunch of money in my savings account. And like you said, it would generate a penny out of every time my savings account information came in. So just like you, I threw it away until I found online savings accounts. And I'll tell you the one that I particularly bank with. And hey, if you're listening, please send us a royalty check since I'm giving you a free shout out. And that's Ally Bank. Ally Bank, I've been with them for close to a year. And their online savings account's paying out about 1.65%. While many of you are probably seeing a penny every month, I'm seeing $5, $7, $8. Again, not a large sum of money, but if you add it up over time, it's a heck of a lot more than one penny every month.
Let me ask you something.
Sure.
In 10 years, would the behemoth bank still be around, or are we going to see just everything move to online?
Ooh, that's a good question, Jay. It's hard to say right now. I will tell you one thing that's going away, though, and that's drive-through banking. I don't know if you remember when you were probably a little kid, the coolest thing was to do was go to the drive-through bank, drop whatever, your paycheck that you were depositing, let it go through the little hoop to the teller. The teller picks it up and deposits it for you, maybe leaves you a little lollipop. But those times have changed. Why? Because of the ATM. Yes, the ATM has been around for quite some time now, but guess what? There's been improvements to the ATM. Now there's NFC capabilities where you can withdraw and deposit on the ATM straight from your phone. You don't even have to pull out your debit card. And guess what? It's eliminating these windows. If you go to any bank right now, you'll probably find anywhere from 2 ATMs all the way up to 5 in a lot of the busier locations. I will tell you this, in the next 5-10 years, you could see the possibility of it going down to just one teller, and all that teller will do is deposit business accounts because they're in much larger sums.
Well, this has been an awesome segment. I knew it was going to be, but I do have one more question for you.
Yeah, go for it.
You said drive-thrus are going away.
Yes, drive-through banking is going away.
Oh, so you don't mean like Wendy's or McDonald's or anything like that?
No. And please, may those never, ever go away.
Oh, good. So I could still get my 4 for $4?
Please. Please do.
Hey, Johnny, you ever played just a really good game of trivia?
Of course. Normally go to the bar on Tuesday nights, and it's trivia night. I mean, what's better than trivia?
Trivia night at the bar. Well, let me ask you this. I guess when you go to the bar and you play trivia night on a Tuesday night, it's really about what you win. Well, what have you won playing that stuff?
Let's see. The biggest thing I've ever won. Oh. A couple weeks ago, I won $2.50 off an appetizer.
$2.50 off of an appetizer. Well, Johnny, I told you earlier that I had a chance to talk to our buddy Mitch from college. And yeah. Mitch and I used to play trivia all the time. We'd play trivia, and it's usually about sports, stuff we know about, you know. And I kind of got an idea to play a game of trivia, but it's not about what you win. It's more about what you lose.
Wait, what?
It's not.
What do you mean?
Well, here's the thing. Trivia, sports trivia, is kind of a a guy's thing, right? And there's bragging rights involved. So if I ask you a question about sports and you get it wrong, now keep in mind, dude, this podcast is going all over the world. You get one of these questions wrong, the whole world is going to know I'm a better man than you.
So basically what you're saying is, you know, I guess if I get an answer wrong or even if I lose, it's just going to bruise my ego a little bit. No, that's cool. I can handle that. I can definitely handle that.
Well, you see, that's where this game is going to be a little bit different. Here's how it's going to work. Almost like a soccer shootout. We're each going to have three questions. Today's topic is going to be sports stadiums. I ask you a question, you ask me a question. If I get the question wrong, if you get the question wrong, the other person gets to slap the hell out of you right here on this podcast.
Whoa.
We didn't talk about this, but you agreed to do this podcast, so anything goes. That's what we said. So you want to do it?
You know, fine. I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it.
This is a game that I think you really have to do your homework, man, because there are consequences.
Okay, so what's the name of this game again?
I'm going to call this Mitch Slap Trivia.
Mitch Slap Trivia.
Mitch Slap Trivia. I mean, we got to give the creator its due.
This is terrible. I've heard of this game before. This sounds exactly like Bit.
Whoa. It's Mitch Slap Trivia. Mitch Slap Trivia.
No. I'm telling you, I've heard of this game before. This game is definitely not Mitch Slap Trivia. This game is Bit.
Hey. Mitch Slap Trivia, man. Let's just do it. You want to do it?
Fine.
All right, let's get right into it.
I agree. Let's do it.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you ask me the first question? Sports stadium. Just think of a sports stadium. Try to stump me. If I get it wrong, you get to slap the hell out of me. Jeez. You know, just pull up Google. I'm not looking. I'll close down Google. You could see me. I'm sitting right across from you. Go ahead. Round one of Mitch Slap Trivia.
AT&T Stadium. Who plays in AT&T Stadium?
AT&T Stadium. The Dallas Cowboys play in AT&T Stadium. That's my final answer. Is that right?
Yeah, Jay. That's right.
You seem a little bit nervous. All right, it's my turn. Which team plays in Busch Stadium? Now, take your time. Which team plays in Busch Stadium?
Let's see, Busch Stadium. George Busch and Barbara Busch, they live in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The Rangers?
The Rangers. It is not. It is not the Rangers.
No.
The St. Louis Cardinals play in Busch Stadium, and more specifically, New Busch Stadium.
No. Come on,
now it's time for your comeuppance.
No, dude, seriously, please.
Put your face up to that mic. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me walk around. I'll come to you. You stay right there. Put your face up to this microphone.
God, dude. I can't believe we're doing this.
Hey, dude, this is Mitch Slap Trivia, man. Take it like a man. All right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Dude. I am back at my seat right now. I just knocked him out of his chair. How could you get Busch Stadium wrong? Dude, get up. Hey, man, it's round two. You know what they say, a successful podcast never has dead air. You know Mitch is listening to this podcast, right?
Dude, are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
All right, man, whenever you're ready. And now listen, man, stump me on this question, you get to knock the hell out of me. So, you know, this isn't a one-sided thing. It's about what you know. It's about what you know, and your ego is on the line. It's not about what you win. It's about what you lose.
Dude, I didn't even hear a word you said. who plays in Madison Square Garden?
Wait. Gosh. Who plays in Madison Square Garden? Let me think about this one. The New York Knicks.
Yes, Jay, that's New York Knicks.
All right.
I guess we would have also taken the New York Rangers.
Yeah, I guess you would have. I'm up. Johnny, which team plays at NRG Stadium? Dude, don't you watch sports? I mean, this is going to be one of the top five major sports in the U.S., man. I'm not talking about lacrosse here.
Dude, I watch sports, man, but you can't expect me to know
all NRG Stadium. Come on, man. Come on.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. You are come on, wrong, sir. Not the Jacksonville Jaguars.
No. Dude, please. No. I can't do this again. Dude, please. Don't make me.
Dude, put your face next to the mic.
Oh, God.
Oh. We agreed to do a podcast together. This is part of podcasting. Okay. God, no. Here we go. I'm going to count it down.
No.
One.
No.
Two.
No.
Three. I think I nailed your microphone. Oh, man. Hey, man, you got to get up at some point. Come on. Dude, I could see my handprint on your face. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Hey, man, I think you're up. Is your mic? Turn your mic on, man. I think I knocked your mic off.
Oh, God.
All right, man. Let's go. What do you got? Dude, just keep in mind, if you stump me on this next question.
I'm talking so loud.
Dude, this is the best game ever because it has automatic ultimate revenge. Dude, all you got to do to legally assault me is ask me a question I don't know the answer to.
Who plays in Fenway Park?
Fenway Park. Who plays in Fenway Park? Is it the Boston Red Sox? All right, well, you know what? This will be the last question, and hopefully you get this one right, man, because, listen, I really don't want to hurt you, man, but that's how the game goes. So, the last question.
Gosh, please don't. No.
What?
No more questions. No more
major
questions.
League team, and I'll narrow this down for you. What Major League Baseball team plays at PNC Park?
What the heck is a PNC Park?
Dude, just take a deep breath. Relax. If you get this right, no one's getting hit. We could end the podcast. We could go home. But you just got to get the question right.
Is it the San Jose Earthquakes?
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. It is not the San Jose Earthquakes. Hey, man, put your face on that mic.
Please. No, I can't do this anymore. Dude, why did you? More. This is a stupid idea.
Up. Hey, Mitch told me that we have to do this. And did I tell you that Mitch is sponsoring this segment? All right, man, here we go.
Son of a.
One.
No. No, please.
Two. Oh. Oh, my God. Dude, is he breathing? Wow. I kind of knocked him off his block. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages from Mitch. Wow, another epic podcast in the books. Johnny, how are you feeling, man?
I hate you, Jay.
I'm telling you, man, when we set out to make these podcasts, we want them to make an impression. I mean, poor choice of words, but we want people to really feel these podcasts. Yeah, again, no pun intended.
Yeah, you're on a roll, Jay. Just go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'll close the show out. I'll tell you what, Johnny. Next week is going to be less physical. Next week, I want to tell a story about when we went to Vegas. Yes, another Vegas story. And this one's about how many times have you been to a hotel? Who cares what city it's in? And you get that bill at the end of your stay, and it's got, you know, the room charge. It's got room service on it. But we have a story next week about something else that showed up on that room charge. You know what I'm talking about, right?
How could I forget?
You don't want to miss that story, because I guarantee you, you'll never hear a story like this. And I also guarantee you that there's not many people who would have had that on their room charge like we did.
Unbelievable. But hey, everybody, as we're closing out the show, just want to once again let y'all know you can find us on Twitter at Two Best Friends, at the number 2WO Best Friends. If you haven't started following us, please do. We'd love to have you on there. We can put up polls. We can communicate with each other. And we respond back. Also, like we mentioned earlier, we're really happy to say that you can now find us on Spotify and Google Podcasts. On Spotify, just go to the search link and search the number 2WO Best Friends. Same with Google Podcasts. Go to the search function and search 2WO Best Friends. Jay?
Johnny, I think this is the time of the show where we let everyone know that when you're 2WO,
you're 2WO for life.
The preceding announcement has been paid for by Two Best Friends.